Thank you.
Okay.
This is the May 25th, 2017 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is about 5:38 Western Time, Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay. Hello, Pat. We'll do it. Okay. Grace Allen?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Jonathan is here. David Beaton?
Here.
David Beaton is here. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
Here.
Jim Brown is here. Adriana Casanella?
Adriana Casanella is here. Can you hear me fine?
Okay. Definitely. Bill Closure?
I'm here.
Bill Closure is here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine Davis is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Diaz is here. Wanda Garner?
Present.
Garner is here. Jan Goodman?
Jan Goodman requests an excused absence because her husband is having elective surgery today.
Okay. All right. Serena Jacobs?
Here.
Serena Jacobs here. Ken Wolfer?
Here.
Ken Wolfer is here. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark is present.
Mark is present. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Yes, Serene Roberts is present. Mansour Sabah?
Present.
Okay, Sabah is present. Nancy Soden? Couldn't see Nancy yet. I'll get back to her. Alex Steinberg? Okay, Alex Steinberg? Couldn't see Alex at the moment. Tanaka is here. Tim Bashibanda? Okay, I don't see Tambo at the moment. I have 16 people at the moment. No?
Okay. I'm going to. Mosquito.
Mosquito.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
Can I see? Okay, and I see Nancy Soden is on now. Okay, so Nancy is on, right? Nancy?
Here.
Okay. So, all right.
Mr. Chair.
Hang on just a minute. 2, 5, I see 17 people.
Robert to the stack.
Yes, Ms. Roberts.
I move to excuse Jan Goodman.
Are there any objections to excusing Jan Goodman? Hearing no objections, she's excused, although we are not exactly at that point in the agenda yet. Apologize, but that's done. I need to identify my timekeepers. Aki, you're doing the... items?
I can do that. I can do the items.
Okay. And who can do the speakers for me?
I can do it. That's fine.
Okay, Mansour. And
90 seconds, right?
Right, 90 seconds for the speakers. And are there any objections to approving the agenda? Or I will... You say accept a motion
point of order.
To approve the agenda.
Nancy Soden, point of order.
Okay.
There's no,
what's your point of
no
order?
Motion. Well, there's no motion to...
You're correct. That's what I was trying to say just before you spoke. I will entertain motions to approve the agenda.
Point of order. This is great. So moved.
Who said...
Point of order.
Okay. Who
this
said the point of
Karen.
Order? Grace, that was your point of order?
No, my point of... I move to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Point of order.
You have to state your name. Who's the point of order?
Nancy Sawyer.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Yeah, my point of order is that we need to stop using this Maestro system because it violates the rights of directors to communicate with each other and to propose motions and to object, to hear each other objecting. And it violates the Pacifica bylaws and the California Corporations Code, and I'm going to send an email citing those for you. And I would just like to point out last week was I got caught in this thing. I was trying to make a point of order, which nobody heard. I was doing it very calmly. Maybe you heard me, but the other directors didn't hear me because I went back on to the open session and listened to it. The only thing people heard was when I screamed, when I couldn't get your attention, and I had to yell to get your attention. Then I was turned back on. But the part when I was speaking calmly and trying to get your attention to make the point of order, that you had missed something on the agenda, albeit you didn't know there was a new agenda, but there was a new agenda, but I was trying to make the point of order on that, and you didn't hear me because you had me turned off, and none of the other people could hear me. And I know that I was trying to get your attention very calmly, and this is exactly why we need to stop using this system.
Okay. Ms. Sorgan, your point of order is somewhat well taken. And on that note, I'm going to say this. This evening, there will be no meeting to start with. But if there are a lot of disruptions or a lot of dilatory behavior, in some situations where everybody's speaking at once, it's just not possible to call on every single point of order and actually conduct all the business for the evening. But again, if there's a lot of that, if there's insulting behavior, people tend to fall into habit and tend to insult members whenever they speak, that won't be tolerated. So what will occur tonight is that I will give warnings, and after your second warning, action will be taken. But if we can just all try to move through this meeting, there's a lot of business that we all have an interest in listening to. We have reports from our CFO and our IED that our listeners need to hear and that we all need to hear and listen to and comment on. If anyone is muted, they will be allowed to vote, and hopefully there will be no need for a meeting tonight. You can go ahead and get through this. But again, Ms. Sorgan, the point of order is taken, but we will continue to use the Maestro system.
You can't, but that's not the reason for that.
Mr. Chair.
Now, I understand. I was explaining. I was going to have to give that statement anyway, but since you brought that up, it's germane.
I challenge the ruling.
You're muted, everyone can be heard. But everyone is trying to speak at the same time and be cute and insulting and just raise numerous points of order that are unnecessary and dilatory, then sometimes everybody can't be heard, even if we're all in the same room. So I'm going to do my best to make sure that everyone is heard. That is the reason why I'm using this Maestro system. And I believe there is a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. Was it seconded by anyone?
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Point of order.
Who's that?
Mr. Chair.
Brown. I'm sorry, who was the first person with the point of order?
Robert Brown.
What's your point? I'm sorry, I thought I heard someone before you, Jim Brown. I'm on a different phone this evening, so it's a little bit difficult for me to hear, so it's extra helpful if you state your names, please.
I challenge the ruling of the chair of point of order.
Okay, so that's a challenge to my point of order. Mr. Brown, does that cover your point of order as well?
Say it again.
I said there's a challenge to my ruling from Ms. Kasanev. She's going to challenge my ruling, so we're going to have to go to a vote on it. What I was asking you was that does that cover your point of order? Because I understand that there are a lot of points of order, and if they're the same points of order, it just helps us all if we can.
It doesn't trouble mine. I still need to make it.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
I have to register your beans.
Yes, sir, not a problem. One moment, I'm just making next few notes here. Okay, Mr. Secretary, was there someone before Jim Brown, or did we go to Jim Brown's point of order?
It was me, Robert and Mark.
Ah, thank you. I was asking.
It's
difficult. It's really hard to hear everybody as clearly as I normally would. But so I have just to keep things clear, and this is where we get in trouble. There's a challenge to my ruling for a point of order. We're going to take a vote on that. It's going to probably come out the same way it did last week and the week before. But now Mr. Mark has a point of order. But there's also a motion on the floor. There's also a motion on the floor. Go ahead.
My point of order was that Nancy Thornton raised the point of order and then challenged it, and that needs to be disposed of before we move to the motion.
Well taken. So we're going to go.
Mr. Chair,
and
but that's for information. Nancy Thornton's
challenge is the same as Adriana's challenge. So
requesting
we're not
information
wait.
From the chair.
Sabrina, was that you?
Nancy Thornton requesting information.
Okay, everybody sounds alike on my phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Thornton. What's your question?
Right. Did you not hear my challenge? Was I muted again? This is like
no. One more time. Nobody is being muted. If your phone's muted, you'll know. I promise. You will know when your phone is muted because I'll tell you.
I did not know the last meeting that I was muted when I was trying to
get
attention.
I can't hear everyone clearly and keep track of what everyone says doesn't mean your phone is muted.
You have me muted. It was not even on the recording. I know that I was muted because when I went back and listened to the recording, I was not on it until I yelled to get your attention. But all the time when I was trying to get your attention,
that was a different meaning. And like I said, your point is well taken. And tonight, no one is muted until we have a problem. So right now, what we're going to do is vote on your point of order right now. And that's where we are in the meeting. And I restate this so I can keep track and help everyone listening keep track. I can go ahead and take the vote, just to be clear. State what we're voting on and then take the count. Thank you.
Okay. So I think Nancy Sullivan was, point of order, was objecting to the use of the Maestro system.
It's in the email. I just sent my point of order in the email. That's what we have.
Okay.
That's what he.
All right. Well, let's see. Nancy said, all right. The point of order is that Chair needs to stop using his Maestro system, which violates the rights of the directors to communicate concurrently with all the other directors who propose motions or object to what is being said by another director or to any action to be taken by the foundation. This violation of the Pacific Foundation bylaws and California Corporation Codes. All right. So then that was partially taken by the chair. But then it was challenged by Adriana, I believe. So,
actually, Nancy challenged it first. But either way, we're voting on the exact same thing once.
Okay. So, all right. So we'll go again to this is concerning the Maestro system. All right. So, Grace.
So the chair is not going to stop.
Yes, would be in support of chair, and then no would be against the chair's ruling.
I have a point of information, Robert.
Where's your question, Ms. Robert?
This is Grace. I'd like to vote, and it's improper to take anything up while a vote is in progress. This is out of order.
Mr. Chair, call Member Aaron to order, please.
By the chair.
Ms. Aaron. I've been recognized, and I'm taking this question, and then we will be starting our vote. Mr. Secretary did not start taking the roll call. Real quick, Ms. Roberts, what's your point of information?
I said I'd like to know which challenge we're about to vote on. I mean,
we are voting on Ms. Sorden and Ms. Katzen have challenged my ruling. Yes vote is to sustain my ruling, to continue using the Maestro system. A no vote will be against my ruling, to no longer use the Maestro system. And now we are in the middle of a vote. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Also, so Grace, Helen?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Grace, Helen, the chair. David Clinton?
Yes.
Gibson is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Sajiana? That's an egg?
No.
Indiana Oxen is no. Bill Clojure?
Yes.
Clojure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito Diaz is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Serena Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Tim Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Mark says yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene Roberts passed. Okay. Lancelot Savoie?
I said no.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Serene
Roberts says yes. Yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Nancy Soden?
No.
Soden is no. Okay. Alex Steinberg is not here. Tanaka is yes. Kanda Chibanda is not here. Okay, Mosquito?
No.
Washington? Mosquito is
no.
Home. Okay. There's 10 yes, 6 no, so there's 16. Oh, Jonathan, I'm sorry, I didn't get to you. Jonathan?
And I didn't notice. I vote yes.
Okay, Jonathan, so 11 yes, 6 no.
Okay, this motion carries. Let me look, that brings the agenda back up. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. Also, Mr. Brown had a point of order. Now, Mr. Brown, what's your point of order now has to be germane to where we are on the agenda, and we're right on agenda approval. So what's your point of order?
My point of order is I object to the improper removal of directors Sharon Brown and Ethea Nwangaza and the improper seating of David Beaton and Mansour Sabah remaining as individuals and collectively continuing to breach the bylaws.
Okay. That's actually more than one point of order, but I'll address the general issue. As far as the matter is Sharon Brown goes, Ms. Brown is no longer a member of the KPFK LSB. They made that decision. We vote on that every single meeting, and it's just it's not in the interest of the foundation to vote on it every single meeting, especially if you already know how it's going to come out. But there's no vote that can be taken that can put a person who is not on any board at all or an affiliate on the national board. It's just completely contradictory to our bylaws, so that's completely out of order. As far as the situation with Dave Beaton, we took a vote on that. We vote on it every single meeting. We could take 5 or 6 minutes to go to a vote on it now, or I could simply rule you out of order. And we could move on in the agenda. And I rule that out of order because we voted on it every time.
Point of order.
And
point of information, Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
What's your point of order? Ms. Kasimov, you're next.
Okay. It's a point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question?
The question is, you gave the reasons for why a person shouldn't be, a director shouldn't be here, but you vote before to replace Director Mejia Guandaza with votes to people that we are not part of the PNB. How the two things work? I don't understand how that works.
I'm sorry, I didn't, the last part, I didn't understand. You said I chose to replace Yafia Wangaza with somebody who's not a member of the PNB. Is that what you said?
No, sir. What I said is when you replace Yafia Wangaza, you use, you said that you use some votes for directors that were not part of the PNB at the moment of the vote. You need to take one or the other position. You cannot take both.
No, I didn't say PNB, I said LSB.
Yeah.
I said she's not a member of the LSB anymore, and it's not germane. Honestly, it's no more germane than if you wanted to put, I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger on the board right now, because he's just a listener the same way Ms. Brown is. She has no standing in political governance. There's a point of order, Ms. Garner. What's your point of order?
Yes. My point of order is this, Mr. Chair. I would like to say this for the listeners that are listening as well on the stream. Every meeting they bring up, meaning Adriana or Serene or Benito, they object to David Beaton being on the board. And who is the other person? Can you help me, Jonathan?
Mansour Sadat, our timekeeper.
Okay. Yes, okay. I would like to point out that the board, the PNB last year, especially Adriana Casanave and Serene Roberts, voted repeatedly to not extend representation to station WBAI. So I find it disrespectful and hypocritical for them to continue to raise this point of order. The only difference here is that the board minority of 2016 did not. They raised objections.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, this is Benito.
Because it got in the way of doing business. I'd like to point out that we are 30 minutes into this meeting.
10 seconds.
Executive session.
Yeah, point of order, Mr. Chair Benito.
So I will. I'll
time.
Make a motion for to put it on
time, the please.
Situation. Thank you.
Send that to me right in, Ms. Garner. So we'll have to wait until the one person, we can only entertain one point of order at a time. So, and she had 90 seconds to speak with her point of order. And her point is very well taken. It is a disservice to all of our members, all of our listeners, all of our employees, to everyone at this meeting, to continue to waste time on the same things, knowing what the outcome is going to be. There's no discussion. You know how the vote's going to go. The listeners know how it's going to go. And so that, by definition, is dilatory. And again, I'll say it, a complete disservice to all interested parties. And it would seem to me that this is this is as big a challenge to our foundation as anybody break us off into little radio stations. So, Ms. Garner, if you have a motion, you go ahead and send it. Mr. Diaz, if you have a point of order, you will state it now, please.
Thank you.
Who are you recognizing?
Mr. Diaz, and I'll remind if someone else have something after that, I'll take you in order, but we can't have people interrupting him any more than we can have him interrupting people. So, Mr. Diaz, please state your point of order.
Yeah, my point of order is that the statement just made by the director who spoke right before me is not a point of order, regardless of whether you consider it to be, I forgot your wording, well taken. You know, it was an editorial, not a point of order, which is something that relates to an immediate current breach of the bylaws. That's what a point of order is. Much less the opportunity to make a motion.
Ms. I'm going to send that to us in writing, and you'll have it in your inbox in just a moment, I'm sure. And
you know, part of my statement is that when you raise a point of order, you cannot simultaneously make a motion.
Well, I'm pretty sure that wasn't the first time, but I'll look into that. You could be right, Mr. Diaz. I'll take a look at that. So it seems to me that you'll get your wish because she's going to send you that in your inbox, and we're going to move on with the agenda, which is going to be done. If someone wants to challenge my ruling, but here's my ruling. We're going to move on. We're not going to vote on these things that we vote on every week. Yep, if you feel it's a continuing breach of the bylaw, well, you know what? The board voted that it wasn't. Last meeting and the meeting before that and the meeting before that and the meeting before that. So it is, again, our job. I'm here to do business, not under the Robert's rules. And when you hear me, no, I have the floor right now. Because understand, we are not here to fight over Robert's rules. We are a foundation of radio stations, not Robert's Rules. The purpose of Robert's Rules is so that we can conduct business and not waste time. And if I feel that's what's being done, I'm going to just move us right along. Understand that. And if you don't like it, send me an email, complain to Mr. Roberts, complain to another Roberts. It's fine, but everybody on the stream can hear me. That's what we're going to do. We're going to move forward with the meeting. And so where we are right now, because there's a motion on the table, and nobody's spoken about that. There's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda.
Roberts, there's a point of order.
No, there was a point of order before you, Adriana. You had a question, actually. You had a point of information. And then there was another point of order. So do you want to not ask a question and bring up a point of order when it's your turn? See, it's 6:05.
You're opening.
I'm a radio person. I'm going to keep restating the time so everyone on the stream can hear how much time is being wasted.
Mr.
Jerry,
you're talking to me.
Yes, Ms. Cassinet, do you have a question or a point of order?
Yes, sir. My question. Director Mark told you before that once that the point of order is on the floor, you need to dispose it before doing anything else and you accept it. You said that was right. If I don't mistake, everybody heard Mr. Jim Brown making a point of order and you keep going and then you allow somebody else to go with a point of order and make a motion. I don't understand. Can you explain yourself?
Well, for the first time, I believe I'm in complete agreement with you. More than you know. And so, what we're going to do is we're going to go to approving the agenda because I already ruled those points of order out of order. Ms. Garner can still send one. I haven't gotten in my inbox yet. But while I'm waiting for that to come in the inbox, my question is, no one's being recognized. Are there any objections to agenda approval as is? Because we're running out of time, and you can see the time limits on your agenda, too. I'm not going to set up this meeting with a bunch of points of order. Not tonight. I'm tired.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
So hearing no objections,
point of
the order of this agenda.
This is Felipe. I have a point of order.
I just disposed of all points of order, so this is a new one you have, Mr. Diaz?
Yes.
You can never
decide on your own whether someone's point of order you cannot decide whether or not to hold a vote on a point of order. If a person makes a point of order and the chair rules on it, then if people are cool, then we move on. But if someone challenges, then you have to hold the vote. It's not up to you.
Jonathan?
Mr. Tanaka. Uh-huh. Are you calling the end of the day, Mr. Tanaka?
No, I'm not saying all of the day, but I think that all the people are talking without being recognized. So would you mention every time somebody talks without being recognized, they can look at?
Thank you for bringing that to my attention. It's hard for me to keep track of that and everything else. And I don't know, I guess, what, 10, 12 points of order? Oddly enough, somebody does come up all the points of order after each meeting and they let us know. And it makes us look silly. Especially if you're calling a bunch of points of order instead of doing the business of the foundation. Yep, that's me tonight, folks. I'm drinking lots of coffee. So listen, what we can do is we can take one vote on all of this, all these points of orders and waste a bunch of time. But the agenda is where we are. We're on that. And when we get the time, we'll just approve it.
Mr. Chair.
And then you won't get time to hear what's going on with the real business of the foundation and neither with the people on the screen. Is that what you're trying to accomplish, Mr. Diaz?
What I'm trying to accomplish is to get this PNB and its officers to obey the bylaws.
Jonathan, excuse me?
Mr. Secretary?
We have 5 minutes on the agenda approval, so in 5 minutes, we have to take a vote on the agenda approval.
Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. We have to vote on the point of order.
What point of order is that, Mr. Diaz?
The one made by Mr. Brown.
Which was?
The illegal or improper termination of the PMB membership of Sharon Brown and Afia Wangata. And their illegal, improper, invalid substitution, whatever word you want to use, with Mr. Beekman and Mr. Sabah.
Well, Mr. Diaz, that's obviously not one point of order because we've separated those things and we voted on them individually.
The person who makes the motion did not separate anything. That's what you're doing. If you're not the one who makes the point of order, you don't have the right to opinion on it. You can make a suggestion, but you can't rule on someone's wording.
Okay, then we'll just do things differently this evening than I was going to do them 5 seconds ago. So here we go. We're going to vote on that point of order, and then we're going to move on to agenda approval. We're going to go through this meeting so fast that everybody's head's going to spin. Thank you so much, Mr. Diaz. I appreciate your help. Mr. Tanaka.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, and right now we're going to vote, and since there's no need to hear from anyone else, all phones are going to be muted while we vote only. While we vote only, but not yet, because now I can't get it on my screen.
Jan Goodman has joined the call.
No one speak. Oh, hi. Welcome, Jan. No one speak while I'm doing computer stuff. There we go. Okay. So listen, this is going to happen. Mr. Secretary, you are about to take a vote because I'm trying to – I do hear Mr. Diaz's point, and I'm not saying they don't have a right to bring these up, but I'm also not going to let them waste all of their time this evening. So very quickly, we're going to take two votes because we'll be at time on agenda approval by the time we finish the first vote. So first, you will take a vote on whether or not we are going to – Mr. Brown, maybe you can help me here. Are you there, Mr. Brown?
Okay.
Christina.
Mr. Brown?
Can I be heard? Can I be heard?
Yeah, I'm asking you a question because I want to state what everybody's voting on. I want everybody to be really clear what we're about to vote on very quickly.
Talking to you. That's not
Brown. So only Mr. Brown is recognized. Ms. Kasanev, I'm asking you not to speak unless you're being recognized. Mr. Brown, your contention is that, let's say everyone voted against my ruling that would reinstate those members. Is that fair to say?
Okay, let me just
trying to help our secretary out before he takes the vote, the clarity, so everyone understands clearly what they're voting on. And we are now voting on this.
All right, so I'll read the point of order. So the point of order is basically improper removal of Sharon Brown and Shia Wangaza, an improper killing of David Dillon and Mansour Sabah. And then you chair rule, point rule not taken, and then that was challenged. So that we're taking a vote on whether to support the chair's ruling that it was point rule not taken or whether the point is legit, which is noble. So to support the chair,
like it or not,
yes.
Last time we're going to vote on this subject because we don't have the right to waste time on this every single meeting.
Okay.
Not now.
Right.
Not when the foundation's in trouble. Understand, everybody, like it or not, and if you have problems, send them to me in email, please. This is the last time we vote on this matter. Mr. Secretary, take the vote.
Okay. Hang on.
Procedure.
Hang on just a minute.
Point of information.
Only the secretary has the floor. Please don't speak without being recognized right now during the vote. Please.
Right now we're taking a vote on the challenge to the chair on the point of order. Okay, so Grace Allen?
I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair. I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair. Yes.
Okay, yes, okay. Yes. Peyton?
This is concerning me, so I abstain.
You abstain? Okay. Jim Brown?
Chair's ruling.
Okay.
No.
Adriana Castaneda.
Adriana Castaneda. No. No.
Okay. Castaneda. No.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Crozier votes yes.
Crozier votes yes. Catherine Davis.
Yes. Uphold the chair.
Catherine Davis, yes. Benita Diaz.
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner.
Yes.
Rhonda is yes. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Sabrina, yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Ken Lofer is yes. Robert Mark?
Robert? Mark votes to uphold the ruling of the chair and thanks the chair for allowing a vote.
Okay, Mark is yes. Shireen Roberts?
No way.
Okay, Robert is no. Mansour?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Sabah, yes. Nancy Soden?
No.
Soden is no. Alex Steinberg? Alex? I'll get back to you. Anna says yes. Pemba, Chibanda?
No.
Pemba is no. Turner's out here. Mosquito, Washington.
No.
Mosquito is no. Jonathan and Alexander.
Yep.
Yes, okay. Davidson. Okay. So, Alex Steinberg? Yeah, Alex Steinberg is off. Fine, okay.
Okay, so basically it's 11 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention, and 1 not voting.
All right, the ruling of the chair is upheld. We now move to vote on the agenda as approved.
Robert, Mark,
okay.
Mr. Mark, what is your point of order?
My point of order is the agenda has been approved. You called for objections, and there were none.
Okay.
There were
I can't hear. I can't hear. Someone had an objection. Aki, where are we at time?
Several times.
Well, we're at the end of the agenda approval, so we have to either vote for it. You know, we're time is out on the agenda approval. We spent 35 minutes.
Fine. I hear objections out there. Let's vote for it. Take the vote right now.
Okay, here's agenda approval. Please?
Yes.
Wait. This is yes on the vote?
Yes.
David Beaton? David Beaton?
Yes, on the agenda.
Okay. Jim Baum? Okay, let me get back to you. Adriana Kasanev? Adriana?
Adriana Kasanev, because I cannot hear it with your objection.
Now, are you saying yes or no?
Sir, I said Adriana Kasanev abstain.
Oh, abstain. Okay, abstain.
I can't hear the director, Robert.
Okay, Bill Clojure.
Yes.
Clojure, yes. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Catherine Davis is yes. Benito Diaz.
No.
Benito is no. Miranda Garner. Rhonda. Agenda approval. I'm going to get back to you. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman?
Yes. Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Rotha?
Yes.
Rotha is yes. Father Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Mark is yes. Sabina Roberts?
No.
Okay, Roberts is no. Mansour Sabah?
Mansour votes yes.
Tobias, yes. Nancy Soden?
No.
Soden is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, Steinberg is yes. Alaka is yes. Temba, Shibanda?
No.
Shibanda is no. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Jim Brown, can I get your vote?
Jim Brown is no.
Jim Brown is no. And Rhonda Garner, I didn't get your vote.
Garner votes yes.
Garner is yes. And Jonathan Alexander?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Diana Kasnay, change your vote to no.
You vote to no? Okay, I'll change from abstain to no. All right. So 13 yes and 7 no approval of the agenda. Agenda is approved. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Right now we're in item number 3, which is approval of the minutes. Mr. Secretary, are these the minutes from the last meeting that we're voting on?
These are the meeting open session minutes for May 11th. And the minutes were sent, somebody doesn't have the minutes. The minutes were mailed on May 13th at 8:27 a.m.
Adriana Kasnev?
Okay, the reason why I ask is because Never mind. Ms. Katsunev?
Yes. Are you
examining? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. My point is the minutes are incorrect because it doesn't say here, for example, said that identifies a keeper, unanimous consent, for agenda approval, for minutes approval. The reality is when two directors, Director Roberts and myself, were mute, we were not allowed to talk. We didn't agree with that, but we couldn't express it. And I don't see here Robert Mark, Director Mark, tell the whole CMB that he didn't agree with the motion that was passed in executive session, muting Director Roberts and Director Kassinger and myself. This is not here in the minutes. I don't understand why, because it's clearly in the recording. And every time that you said that it's unanimous consent, it's not true when two directors cannot speak, cannot bring a point of order, and cannot present any objection. This will be reflected in the minutes, and the motion that was passed in executive session illegally muting us. Thank you. That needs to be part of the minutes.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, I could. I could incorporate, Adriana, could you put what you said in the just now in writing, and I'll append that to the minutes?
I agree. This should be.
And
pardon me?
I would, and then we can approve the minutes as amended by Adriana. So, Adriana, you send the text, and then I'll put that in the minutes as amended.
It's impossible to send all of that. Supposedly, the chair, the secretary, used the recording. When you, every time that you wrote the unanimous consent, it's not true because I wasn't allowed to talk and Director Roberts neither. It's very clear what I'm saying. And I don't see here Director Mark asking the chair and saying that he didn't believe that was right for the motion that was passed in the executive session, mute Director Roberts and Director Casenave in the open meeting. He said,
well,
part of the report.
Point of information. Point of information. Yes. Sabrina Jacobs, point of information.
Okay. Chair, point of procedure. We have run out of time on this topic. 5 minutes is up.
Okay. Ms. Jacobs.
I think when you take into consideration, yes, well, I think that you need to take into consideration, it's not really a question, that these folks are acting like that they're being muted and they're not.
What?
In some situations, because obviously you can hear them, but however, what Adriana said is correct. That information should probably be incorporated into the minutes. So if I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes at the next meeting, because
motion to
second.
I have to say, who made the motion? Who moved it?
Robert.
Great.
Motion to table is the language that should be used.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? Hearing none. We will postpone minute approval until the next meeting. Thank you very much. We are now on item number 4. There's 10 minutes for this item, and I'm going to set my clock as well. And this item is a motion to rescind Spanish language programming. Who is the maker of this motion? Who wants to motivate that?
Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Then there will be debate, two people for and two people against, and there will probably be a time for that. So go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Essentially, the motion is being made
to rescind the former motion because of a couple of items. The main item being that this motion that we're attempting to rescind was made at a time when it wasn't clear that Pacifica was in very dire straits, and we need to raise, be able to raise funds from all of our stations as in order for any of our, for any and all of our stations to survive, so that we have the possibility of having Spanish language broadcasting, continue to have Spanish language broadcasting and English language broadcasting, because if we don't survive this financial crisis, we are not going to be broadcasting in any language. And so that's the main thrust motion that we need to be able to
10 seconds.
Raise money and be mission-driven and also raise money.
Time.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Before I get two and two, I actually have a question, because this is a motion to rescind, and I've been a little not in touch with the email, and I don't know, because there are two Spanish language motions. Are you moving to rescind the first motion that I believe said that each station had to have 5 hours of Spanish language programming, or are you talking about the second motion that was a requirement for an additional 5 hours? I think it's important that the people on the stream understand that.
Okay. This is to keep at least 5 hours, but to rescind the motion for an additional 5 hours. And it's also in light of the fact that KPFK is the only station that has followed either one of them, either one of the motions, and it's a bad practice to have motion, to have policies which are being ignored. Better to have everybody follow the policies that we have rather than just make policies and then have them ignored. So that's a...
Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to know which motion we're talking about. Okay. Just a moment. Just a moment.
I'm sorry. Serene with a point of information.
Okay, I have Benito with a point of order. I have Serene with a point of information. And then I was going to take 2-4 and 2 against. Remember that. Before that, I heard Ms. Garner. Do you have a point? Just trying to keep track of everyone, and Sabrina's helping me.
And Adriana's voice was early in the mix.
Okay. Put that down, Sabrina, for me, please. And what is your question, Ms. Roberts?
Okay. Can we get the motion, the text, the actual text of the motion that they're attempting to rescind? That's a requirement, actually, if you want to rescind a motion. But I need to be clear on exactly.
It's said, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's said, you know. It's said on the agenda. It's on the agenda.
How many people are sharing?
All right, the secretary is explaining to you, he's answering your question. Go ahead, could you explain that to her? Because I assume that we have the motion that you're asking for. Is that correct, Aki?
It's on the agenda. It's a first motion. It's a first motion on the agenda.
Let me take a look here and see what we have, because we could have what she's asking for.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. You said that you put your clock. We have already 6 minutes. And that's 5 minutes in this motion, and nobody could talk about it.
Sorry, but what
can we have at least 5 minutes?
Yes, we will. We're gonna do the two and two, but I'm just trying, because she's right. I'm just looking for the motion. Is it in there somewhere, Aki?
It's right in the agenda.
Agenda was sent at 11:32 a.m. this morning.
Ms. Roberts, do you see it right there?
No, I'm not asking where is the motion that she is bringing that desires to rescind the Spanish language programming. I'm asking for the language of the original motion she's attempting to rescind. It is required to provide that when you bring a motion to rescind, so people know exactly what is being discussed. And I don't see that. I see the new motion that says we don't have to do Spanish language programming anymore. I don't see what it is attempting to undo. Do you follow me?
I do follow you, and I do not disagree with you. Essentially, it's straightforward. It was an additional 5 minutes of Spanish language programming, and only my station here in Los Angeles instituted it. It just adds 5 more hours of Spanish language programming to the grid. However, Ms. Goodman, if you could look for that while we're hearing debaters, except for we can't hear a debate unless someone brings forth a motion to extend time. And
may I be recognized, Jan Goodman?
Ms. Goodman?
I am not.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
Stand, Mr. Diaz. I haven't forgotten about you.
I do not have access to my computer. I just have my phone, so I cannot provide that. Perhaps someone else who has their computer can go and look that up, but I can't do it.
Okay, and I'm sure there are 22 of us here. Someone can find it, but in the meantime, if we are going to debate this issue, someone will need to bring forth a motion to extend time. Otherwise, we will simply have to go to the vote.
Rita Jacobs, motion to extend 5 minutes.
Any objections? Hearing none. Mr. Diaz, you had a point of order.
Yes, thank you.
In order to rescind a motion that was approved previously, only a person who originally voted in favor of it and now has changed their mind can put forth such a motion. Now, the decision that's in place was made by the PMB in June of 2015. Ms. Goodman was not a member of the PMB at that time. And so, therefore, she does not have standing to make such a motion.
This is Grace Barron with a point of order.
Serene with a point of order.
Okay. Mr. Diaz,
Grace.
I'm going to look into your situation. I'm pretty sure.
This is Grace with a point of order.
I have one point of order I'm trying to deal with here just for a moment.
I can explain the Roberts Rule citation that Mr. Diaz only
Some people can take over from the chair and talk without being given the floor. Okay.
I'm asking to be recognized.
I'm speaking to her, and that's what you just did, Serene, not what Grace just did. But neither of that's important to me right now. I'm trying to get to the crux of this situation, because this is an important situation to all radio stations, and we could actually just do the business of the discussion and the vote. However, Ms. Aaron, you got the floor for a minute to, if you can shed light on the situation and help Mr. Diaz. At this point, he's rather well taken.
Mr. Diaz is unfortunately not correct. The, a person who make, it's a motion to reconsider, which can only be done when in the same meeting that the motion has been passed. Motion to be reconsidered needs a person who has voted in favor to reconsider it. A motion to rescind does not have to be put forward by somebody who's voted in favor of the motion initially. That's incorrect. A motion to rescind can be brought by anybody, no matter how they voted originally for the motion or if they voted at all for the motion. So if you look in Robert's Rules, there's a difference between a motion to reconsider and a motion to rescind.
Where is that slide?
May I also offer some information?
Because we did that in a meeting or two ago. I am looking it up in Robert's Rules. If someone else can find it or cite it faster, they may.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. May I offer some information?
You may.
So Grace is correct partially in that Benito seems to be talking about a motion to reconsider. But by failing to state that in order to rescind the motion, you must provide the original language of the motion, her help is not as useful as it might be.
So that's the fact that we were originally was waiting for someone to send the original motion on that.
I recommend that we table this. It's been more than 5 minutes,
and
we're not
going to have to move on.
Mr. Chair, do I have the floor? Because you are
actually no. Mr. Mark had a point of. What'd you have there, Mr. Mark?
Personal privilege for the good of the body.
Yes, sir.
I was present at the meeting, and I voted for the motion, and I joined in the making of this motion.
However, do you have a copy of the original motion? Or can you sign one in your email while we are discussing? We would be much better served. Thank you. I mean, we have a choice here, people. We can discuss the merits of these points of order, or we can discuss the merits of the motion. But we're running out of time.
Because you keep talking, but you are going.
And here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're getting to one of those points again where I just have to say what we're going to do. Ms. Kasanev, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yes, sir. To start, I agree totally with Robert, but the reality is that a motion to rescind, like Grace Allen explained, she's right. You don't need one of the makers. That is in Robert Rule of Order. That is in the case of reconsidered motion. Grace Allen is right. But that's not my point, sir. My point is that we didn't yet. We keep going back and forth and spending the time like we always do, and then we cannot reconsider. I move that we table this motion till we have everything that we should have and some information that's not here, sir. One of them is a bank suspension there. I'm sorry, Mr. J, can I ask a better question?
Sorry, I can't hear you. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone. And Adriana, I heard what you said right up until you said something about tabling the motion, and then I couldn't hear a word you said.
What I said, that it's right that we don't need to see a motion, even making the noise from Porto every time that I talk.
Yeah, I'm going to do something about that.
Calling. You know perfectly who is making the noises. You know where the noises come from.
Well, I'm looking up at my screen right now. I'm trying to look at a book, two computers, a phone, and keep track of the stack. It's my understanding, Ms. Kasanev,
that... Right there, you see that?
This is great. This is
making the noises?
Just a moment, Grace. Ms. Kasanev, I'm trying to agree with you here. You stated that you had a motion to table.
I moved to table because it's a bunch of assertion in this motion about the Spanish language, hours at KPFK, and the reality is that we don't have any of the data. I know for sure that they are collecting money out of air because of the way that the Spanish community is being afraid and being targeted. They normally make the collection off the air, but they pay more than their share to the foundation. then a bunch of his information in order to act in this. I remember in June 2015 how the people fill up our in-person meetings with hundreds of people coming there and thanking us to giving them the opportunity to open what the Hispanic community has. Then we cannot need a motion, but
this Ms. Catherine, if you wish to debate this motion, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that either. But this isn't, you're making a motion now. If you someone needs to second. If someone seconds your motion, we can just go to a vote on it. Is there a second?
What was the motion, please?
For the secretary, please. He seconded that motion.
The motion.
Motion to table.
Jan Goodman here. Jan Goodman here with the citation to Robert's Rules, which indicates that you don't have to put in the
we canceled that.
That's fine. However, you can state that if you want, but it'll be moot if we just vote on Adriana's motion to table. If we don't table the motion, since we're at time, we'll have to go ahead and vote on the motion. But if you want to go ahead and state that as a touch of parliamentary help, I'll allow it. Go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Yes, on page 309 of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised 11th edition, it says, it's giving examples here, line 26, co-offered amendments to, on line 30, I move to substitute for pending motion the following to rescind the motion relating to blank adopted at the May meeting. If the motion was made to rescind the resolution that authorized additional landscaping of the grounds, it indicates that it does not indicate in any location that you have to have the precise language of the previous motion. It just has to refer to the motion and then move on. So,
Jonathan,
if somebody has a citation,
I'm reading that same page here. I'm reading it.
Right,
and
that's under reconsideration. We're not. That's not it. That's under reconsideration.
No, it's under rescind.
So I am looking at it right here. Again, it's on page 309 and 310. And again, this isn't a complicated motion, but I do think it does deserve discussion. But if we're out of time, we're out of time. So what's on the floor now is Adriana's motion to table. So a yes vote will table the motion. No vote, we will either go to a vote on it unless someone wants to extend time. But we've already been on this for at least 10 minutes. And we do have other business.
Wait one second. Jonathan?
Just a moment, Mr. Yeah. Secretary.
So this is on
this
the motion
Roberts.
To table.
Can you hear me?
I hear you have a question, Ms.
Jonathan.
Robertson. I'm going to take a question.
Well,
is that a question?
Pressing.
You
it's
just
not,
called my name, and I don't know exactly what you meant there.
What?
But go ahead.
I'm getting messages that folks aren't hearing the stream. Are we up or what?
We're up, and Otis is listening to us. If there's a problem with the stream, I'll send Otis a text now to check on it.
Mr.
Secretary,
you
about to say something?
Hey, Mr. Chair, point of procedure, please. Mansoor's here.
Yes?
I haven't seen any motions from Adriana coming to us, so no emails.
That's fine. It's a motion to table. Please. It's a simple motion to table. And we're just going to go to vote on it. And just like last time, a couple quick votes because we spent a bunch of time in procedure. Mr. Secretary, if you will.
Okay, this is a motion to table item 4 to the next meeting. So, Grace Aaron?
Pardon me. I'm sorry, but the motion is just to table. If someone can find them the original motion, we can put it back on the table in this meeting.
Mr. Chair,
Robert's rules that we can still vote on it. However, the reason why we're voting on Adriana's motion to table is because that's where I figure we are.
Okay, Grace?
I pass.
Okay, you pass. Okay. David Beaton, I vote to table. Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Castaneda is yes. Bill Closure?
No.
No. Closure is no. Catherine Davis?
I pass.
You pass. David said. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Benita Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner?
No.
Garner is no. Jan Goodman?
Since Robert's rule does not require us to have the...
Make that
please, we are in the middle of Ms. Goodman. We are in the middle of the...
We understand that.
Yes, no,
I vote not to table. No. Okay, Sabrina Jacobs. No. Sabrina is no. Ken Loeffler. Ken Loeffler passed. Okay, Robert Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Ross votes yes, okay. Sitting Roberts.
Yeah, I think we need to understand what we're trying to undo and whether, in fact, undoing something is more useful than making management.
Please, again, I'm going to say this tonight. Voting is not for commentary. Voting is for voting. Yes, no, abstain, pass, keep it moving.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary.
Sitting?
Oh, yes, to table.
Okay. Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
Sabah is no. Okay. Nancy Soldon?
Yes.
Soldon is yes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg is no. Okay. Tanaka is no. Tenda Shibanda?
Yes.
Tenda is yes. Mosquito, Washington?
Yes.
That's good. Yes, we're going to come back now. To Grace Allen.
No.
Grace is no. Okay. Jonathan Alexander.
No.
Jonathan is no. All right. Came back to Catherine Davis.
No.
Catherine Davis is no. All right. And Ken Moffer.
No.
And look, there's no. All right. So nine, yes. And 11, no.
Restate that, please.
It's nine, no, and 11, yes, on the tabling portion.
No, it's the other way. It's the other way around. Sorry to interject, but.
What's that?
Yes, I
table were nine votes and no. Yes to table, no, not to table. Yes to table.
What was the vote?
Nine
to table and the other not to table.
Oh, okay, so the motion fails, correct?
Right.
Okay. So now,
clarify the numbers.
What's that?
Can you clarify the numbers?
Nine yes and 11 no.
Oh, 11. Okay, thank you.
And now, we are at time on this item. So we will have to go to a vote on the motion to reconsider programming or. Unless there is a motion. we're out of time, actually. I don't believe there's time for a motion to extend.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Kasanev, you have a point of order.
Mr. Chair.
Will you state your point of order?
Yes, sir. My point of order is that we cannot rescind a motion without giving the option to explain what is in that motion. That motion clearly, the motion that was stated, is assuming a bunch of things that we know that are not true. How could it be that we rescind a motion? You know, it's like the phrase of our listeners, it's Trump is to the best.
I understand the point. However, Ms. Cassie, that's what we just have been discussing and debating.
Let me finish, sir. I don't understand how this PMB, and I think that this is a total breach of our obligations, bring in open meeting a motion that we cannot justify at all. I think that this is a travesty, and it's my point of order. I think that the PMB need to do what is right, and the discussion need to be to start almost a day in an open meeting, in the in-person meeting in L.A., to pass that motion that was long overdue for the Spanish community in this country. I remember Grace Aaron, that wasn't a member, being a...
10 seconds, Kasanev. I believe that what you're saying is what we just voted on. That's the reasoning that you gave to table this motion. And we just voted on it, and so the motion's not tabled. And we're out of time, even after the extension. So at this time, we're just going to have to go to a vote on the motion. For clarity, this is a motion to rescind the previous motion creating an extra 5 hours of Spanish language programming, which I apologize if you aren't familiar with it, but in Los Angeles, we are intimately familiar with it because we're the only station that's doing it. And so we're just going to have to go through a vote on it.
Okay. All right. So this is item 4. Wait, point of information, I'm saying that incorrectly, but Benito.
What's your question, Mr. Diaz?
I would like to know what kind of information the maker of the motion has as to whether, excuse me? Can I speak?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I was hearing some other noise.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Mr. Chair.
As to whether...
Yeah, I would like to ask, what information does the maker of the motion have as to whether or not KPFK is the only station that has Spanish language programming? Because I asked the question because my understanding is different, and if allowed, I can elaborate.
Well, Mr. Diaz, unfortunately, we're out of time for this, but I probably can clarify because he didn't say, and I didn't say either, that only KPFK has Spanish language programming. The additional 5 hours, not the original 5 hours, and that's not what this motion is to rescind. This is for the additional 5 hours. And if she has some information like that, not in order to ask her right now because we have to go to a vote on it because we're out of time and we don't even have time to extend time. Right now, Mr. Secretary is going to take the vote.
Okay.
Yes on the motion.
We're moving to the vote.
Okay. David, just a moment.
I've given the floor to the secretary, but is this, Mr. Diaz only, I'm asking, is this in relationship to what I just said, just briefly?
Confused when you speak
about two different motions. Yeah, two different 5 hours. So could you explain that?
Thank you. Well, that's why I tried to clarify it, and the secretary can clarify it again as he takes the vote. But to be clear, there was a motion passed that the PMB passed to create an extra, and it's pretty straightforward. I think everybody else listening can understand that the PMB passed a motion to add 5 hours to the existing motion that said to have 5 hours. So effectively making 10 hours.
Yes.
And we would have been able to debate this. Oddly enough, and get a good understanding about it, but we spent our time with points of order and stuff instead. So, Mr. Secretary,
okay.
You will now,
okay.
As I put my own phone on mute.
Point of information.
Okay, David Beaton, please. David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Brown?
Pass.
Okay. Adriana, Castaneda?
Am I being heard?
No. Okay.
Mr. Brown, you're out of order. You're being heard perfectly, but we're in the middle of a vote right now.
I've asked several points of information.
Bill Closure?
And we're
voting.
The only way that I can be heard is speaking out of order.
No, that's not true, sir. Everybody's been recognized quite a few times. Everybody's speaking. If you still have a question, you may speak. But right now, sir, I am giving you a warning that no one has the right to speak but the secretary because he is conducting a vote. And I'll remind people, voting is not when you do commentary. It's when you vote. Mr. Secretary,
I don't have the right to speak. You're not giving me the right to speak.
Sir, you have the right. When this vote is
I'm on the board also. You do not have the right to run this meeting in this
fashion. We are in the middle of a vote.
I have a concern. I'm a board member. I have a concern.
Anybody who's speaking, anybody's voice besides the secretary or myself or Ms. Jacobs right now is out of order. So
I have to be able to hear what's going on. Bill Closure?
Yes.
Bill Closure, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, point of procedure, please. Just because there's been so confusion, can we start the vote from beginning? Because I don't know who voted and who hasn't. Okay, Grace is
here. Secretary's in charge of that. He'll keep it. You're going to do it again.
Benito Diaz? No. Benito is no. Rhonda Garner? Rhonda? Okay, I'll get back to you. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Pass.
Okay. Sibley Roberts?
Palante, siempre palante.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor, yes. Nancy Soden?
No.
Soden is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg is yes. All right. Tanaka is yes. Kimber Shibanda?
No.
Muscular, Washington?
No.
Sorry, like Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Okay. Robert Mark?
I'm going to vote yes.
Robert Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No, no en español, en francés, en inglés.
Okay.
Ms. Roberts,
Jennifer,
this is a warning. Commentary and being cute and...
You don't want anybody to know you said anything before that.
And I'm calling everybody out.
Excuse me, Jonathan.
It won't be tolerated.
Jonathan, how do you vote? Jonathan?
What are we voting on here? Yes, I vote yes to rescind the motion.
And Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Wanda is yes?
Yes.
All right. So it's 13 yes and 7 no. And we have to go into a closed session. Time is up on the open session.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, before we go to a...
That motion passes. I hear a point of order, but before I'm going to look at my clock, it is 7:02 on the West Coast. That's 10:02 on the East Coast. And we are...
Ms. Kasanek.
I'm sorry, Ms. Kasanek, you have to slow down. You're breaking up a little bit. What did you say?
Mr. Chair, I asked why a director that just was voted in KPFT LSE to be a director is not in the roll call, is not in the agenda, and wasn't called at all. Did anybody give that director the option to call? Because KPFA voted for a new director, right? To replace Mr. Campisi.
I'm sorry. Are you saying that there needs to be a vote for another director from KPFT?
She's asking, where is Peter Grunz and why was he not on the agenda as a member?
Oh, he voted from KPFA.
Exactly. The secretary was in that meeting. How could it be that director wasn't in the agenda and wasn't called and wasn't given a call to call?
Okay, I'm not exactly sure if that point of order is germane to where we are right now, because we're actually at the end. Just a moment. This is the national office calling me, and I'm currently upgrading their service while I'm on this meeting, so everybody's going to just pause for one moment. Nobody speaks, nobody do anything. Eflin, what's wrong?
On the information.
No, I just said nobody speaks while I'm on the phone. Because
why can't Sabrina answer?
I apologize, but the servers at the national office take precedence over these points of orders every time. Now, where were we? We had a point of order, but we are also at times. Please, will you just restate? Oh, your point of order was about that. It seems to me that Mr. Secretary can answer your question. Is that fair, Ms. Kasanek?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, if you would.
Well, T.M. Sprague was voted as a KPFA LSP to be the new director, and he has not been placed on the this meeting. And that was an oversight.
Was he informed that there was a meeting? Was he informed that he is on the national board?
He was.
And so, was he sent the email agenda and everything like we all got, Aki?
No.
Okay, that's a mistake. I'm going to allow this, even though it's actually out of order because it's the wrong time, but it's really important. So I'm going to allow it. You got to fix your oversight. You send him the information and contact him. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this meeting, and it's time to go to executive session.
Excuse me, I have information about Mr. Scruggs. Hello?
Pardon me?
Jan Goodman here. I have some information about Mr. Scruggs, although it is secondhand.
I
okay,
told,
just a moment, just a moment.
Because, yes,
No. Stop, everybody. First and foremost, Mr. Secretary.
I know. I'm sorry. I do have information. I'm sorry. I had a lapse of information. I do have a communication. I know what happened. I'm sorry.
Please explain.
Yes. Kian Scott said that until middle of June, he has a class, a musical thing that he has to attend to on Thursday nights, and he could not make Thursday night meetings. That's I just remember that's what he stated. That's the reason why he's not on the meeting, because he informed me personally that he cannot make this Thursday meeting.
Okay. If he is on your board, I will accept that. But listen, Mr. Secretary, after this meeting, please make sure that everything is updated. I was unaware that KPFA had a vote. Thank you, Adriana, for bringing that to our attention. Someone has a motion to adjourn.
Nancy Sorden, to adjourn.
Okay, so moved.
Hold on.
Nancy Sorden had a point of order before the move to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, there's nothing on the table but adjournment. What could a point of order be?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. I hear you, Sabrina, but I think there's also a problem with your phone.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Mr. Chair, Sabrina Jacobs. No.
Okay. How does she get to do that?
Are there any objections?
Why she's
not
there's no reprimand. Who is she?
She's the vice chair. She can speak as an officer. We are adjourned.
Have the floor.
Chair,
okay.
We can't hear any. People cannot hear anything on the stream. I'm getting reports.
Ask if there's any objection to adjourning.
First of all, this meeting is adjourned, so I could take time and talk to Otis and find out if we're streaming or not, or if that person who said they can't hear us is just having a computer problem. I could figure that out, but I'm not, because
you have to take a vote to adjourn.
There are no objections.
Okay.
It's time and there were no objections.
Yes, there's objections.
I asked twice. Are there any objections? And nobody said anything. Did it waste time if you were there after the last?
Orders.
Fine. Oh, let's.
You can stop the stream, right?
Who's playing? No. Let. We have to vote
just
whether or not we want to adjourn. Let's just go to a vote.
Why, Grace, these people gain the floor without the chair giving?
Because you can't speak when you're not being recognized, Grace, but your point is taken. I'm gonna waste some more time. Thank you, everybody. And we're just gonna, because you know there's nothing urgent going on in the foundation that we have to do. But so we're just gonna go ahead and make this motion to adjourn, folks. Real nice and slow. Go ahead and take a nice vote on it. No.
Okay. No, go ahead.
I apologize.
Grace?
Mr. Secretary, take fast roll. Fast.
Okay. Grace?
Yeah.
Grace is yes. Jonathan?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. David Beaton?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Jim Brown?
Abstain.
Okay. Adriana?
No,
Adriana is no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Colger's yes. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz.
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner.
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman. Sabrina Jacobs.
Sorry, yes. Goodman, yes.
Yes.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina is yes. Ken Lawford.
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Brother Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No, and Emmanuel.
Okay. No. Mansour Serva?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Serva. Nancy Soden. We can get back to you. Alex Steinberg. Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Kemba Chibanda?
Yes, it's been very hard for me to get the floor, but that's not my vote. I would like to just speak. This is crazy.
Okay.
This is ludicrous. This is not.
And let's see.
Aki, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just. Oh yeah, Nancy Soden. I didn't get the vote for Nancy. Nancy was. What did Nancy do? Nancy. Okay, I didn't get a vote for her.
Nancy, are you there?
So, 13 yes, 5 no, and 2 not voting. 1 abstention and 1 not voting. Okay. All right. So, end of the open session.
This meeting is adjourned.
Streaming can stop.